The EPA says the amount of this year's Great Lakes Restoration Initiative grants is down a bit from last year, partly due to the pool of federal dollars shrinking. But EPA Great Lakes advisor Cameron Davis says there's still enough cash coming to Wisconsin to pay for 8 projects aimed at cleaning up beaches, battling invasive species, and reducing runoff to the lakes. Davis says UW Oshkosh will get $1 million to prioritize beach cleanup at nearly 20 locations.
It's important work. You know, beaches are the gateway, they're the window to the Great Lakes for millions and millions of people around this region. That's how they experience the Great Lakes.
These are the first Great Lakes restoration grants to Wisconsin since Republican Scott Walker took over as governor. Some Walker cabinet members seem reluctant to bring in more federal money. But DNR Executive Assistant Scott Gunderson, a Walker appointee, welcomed the new funds.
Through projects funded through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, new jobs are created and local economies stimulated while we improve our freshwater resources and the communities that live along its shores. The benefits are real for Wisconsin.
Gunderson says sport fishing is one of the moneymakers for lakeshore communities. The release of this year's Great Lakes restoration dollars comes as Congress and the White House are fighting over the funding level for next year in the aftermath of the debt ceiling debate. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.